Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. And if you are a first-time listener, welcome. And we hope that you'll take the time to go into our library of over 250, I don't know, probably getting close to
300
mm-hmm. podcasts that we've been putting out there for over a couple years now. So please go back and check them out. The information is still useful and a lot of pearls, a lot of great learning. So today we thought that we'd talk a little bit about gastric bypass and gastric sleeve, and something that we've been seeing. I mean, I think that over the years, we've definitely had our share of patients that have had these procedures that are trickling in, but it just seems like lately we've had a little bit more.
Yeah. And it's just in the last, I mean, since the beginning of the year, we've had an influx of patients that have had these procedures and now they're having issues, you know, and so they're coming to see us for consultations.
Right. They're having digestive issues. And, you know, so we wanted just to talk a little bit about the procedures and what exactly they do to the stomach.
Right.
All right. And what can result as, you know, from, or what can happen as a result of having these procedures. So there's actually different bariatric surgeries out there. Mm-hmm. We're just going to focus on gastric bypass and gastric sleeve because mm-hmm. it seems like we've been seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And just to give you a little snippet, just kind of a little review on what these are. Basically, when you have a gastric bypass, when a person has a gastric bypass, the stomach is divided into like a very small upper pouch. And then the lower part of the stomach, which would be called like the remnant pouch, and then the small intestine is rearranged to connect to both of them. Okay. And so that's why they call it a bypass, because there are bypasses, you know, taking place as the anatomy is rearranged. Mm-hmm. All right. So to speak.
So basically the stomach is kind of, you're bypassing the big part of the stomach.
The big part of the, right.
And the food is going into the smaller upper part of the stomach and then directly into the small bowel.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. All right. And there's different types of gastric bypass procedures that can be done. All right. So when a person has a gastric bypass, what they've got now is like a significantly reduced mm-hmm. stomach. All right. So, I mean, just the volume of the stomach now has just been hugely reduced. Mm-hmm. Now, basically, you've got this small little pouch. Mm-hmm. I mean, small little pouch. And it's actually really fascinating mm-hmm. to see this. When I do the upper endoscopies, I go in and see this anatomy. And it's fascinating how they do this mm-hmm. and what it looks like. All right. And it's literally a small pouch. And then you immediately enter the small intestine. Mm-hmm. All right. You enter the small intestine. Okay. Now, so that's the gastric bypass. Okay. So basically a marked reduction in the volume of the stomach. And then you've got, altered physiological and physical response to food that occurs as a result of having this bypass. Mm-hmm. So what is a gastric sleeve? All right, a gastric sleeve or a sleeve gastrectomy would be another way that you can refer to this, is a surgical procedure where the majority of the stomach, all right, like almost 75% of the stomach mm-hmm. is cut. Okay,
it's removed.
Yeah. Yeah, the stomach basically is reduced to about 15% mm-hmm. of the original size. Mm-hmm. And so what you've got now is literally like a sleeve looking type tube. Mm-hmm. All right. You've got this tube. Whereas before you have this big pouch mm-hmm. when you have your full stomach. So it's a considerable amount of stomach that's being removed. All right. And it permanently reduces the size of the stomach.
So it's irreversible.
It's irreversible. Right. Okay.
And once your stomach is gone, you can't put it back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's irreversible. I mean, now you've got a little tube.
Right.
A thin little tube, and that's your sleeve gastrectomy.
Right.
All right. And we're actually seeing a lot of people who've had the sleeve gastrectomy. All right. So there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. I mean, obviously, the purpose of these procedures is because the patient wants to lose weight.
Right.
Okay. And they typically do end up mm-hmm. losing a lot of weight. They do. Especially in that first year, these people end up losing a lot of weight. You know, it's a brand new surgery. They've got a very restricted amount of area in their stomach now that can hold food. So there's a lot of, so they can't fill up as much. And also it's something new. So they're all hyped up and excited and totally fired about changing their diet and eating healthier and, you know, and exercising and just everything. Okay.
Because it's a lot of it is a mindset.
It is. Yeah. It's a total mindset.
Yeah.
And then just like everything else in life, things start to settle down.
Well, and that's assuming that the procedure goes well.
Right. Right.
Because we've had several people over the years who their procedure did not go well.
Right.
And they're suffering from the complications of the procedure now. Mm-hmm. And because this stuff is irreversible, they can't go back and fix it.
Right.
Right. And what I've, from my experience in talking to some of these patients, when they go back to the surgeon that performed it, they're like, oh, yeah, there's nothing more I could do. You know, and then they're stuck. Yeah. And they have to go see another surgeon. And then if, you know, maybe that surgeon can help. But we've had a lot of those where the surgery itself didn't go well.
Right. We have. And of course, keep in mind, I mean, you know, we don't know.
We're seeing the complications.
Right. We're seeing patients that are coming in with the problems. Right. Okay. So we don't know.
Like what percentage of people.
Right. Yeah. Because I don't think that they would be doing these surgeries if they weren't having good outcomes. I mean, they're obviously having good outcomes to do it. The problem is, though, that we're seeing mm-hmm. a lot of patients in our office that are coming in. And so they're coming in with all sorts of symptoms. They're coming in with abdominal pain, gas, bloating, acid reflux, vomiting, a variety of different digestive issues.
Yeah, we get a lot of people who are saying that inability to eat food regularly, mm-hmm. like even the small meals that they should be able to eat, they can't eat them. Inability to drink water, like they every time they drink water, it comes back up.
Right.
So just stuff like that, you know, is kind of scary.
A lot of, and you know, the anatomy has been altered, especially one thing that I've really seen a lot of in the years of doing endoscopies on these patients that have had the gastric bypass is that, you know, their anatomy is so altered now. And now they've got a little portion of the stomach that's connected directly to the small intestine, you know, and they're just like refluxing. Mm-hmm. They're refluxing juices, stomach juices up. And because there's not that much stomach where that juice could maybe hang out and hang out in the stomach, mm-hmm. there's just a little pouch. And so a lot of these juices reflux up into the esophagus. Mm-hmm. And so I think that one of the things also that happens when you remove a great portion of the stomach is I think that really impacts and affects that person's ability to digest properly because they're probably not being able to produce the enzymes in the way that they could before. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean,
or the think acid. Of it.
Or production. Acid, you know, the acid which activates enzymes. And I mean, all these juices that different parts of your stomach are responsible for different things. And now, like a person with a gastric sleeve, they're missing 75% of their stomach now.
Well, and they talk about on a lot of the websites for the promotion of the surgery is that one of the things that they remove when they remove that portion of the stomach is that hormone, right? That produces, what is it? That tells the brain that they're full.
Right.
Right. Now, if it's
the ghrelin, I can't pronounce
it. If they can specifically say that they're removing that,
what else are they removing?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
What other portions of the stomach are they removing, and what purpose does it do they have?
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. You know, so this is a big issue, and I do a lot of endoscopies on these patients. They come in, they're having these issues. We do an endoscopy, you know, make sure they don't have an ulcer, make sure they don't have anything worrisome as far as, you know, anatomically, okay, a tumor or a narrowing, a stricture. the majority of the time, I don't really find anything that is an explanation, okay? A lot of these people, we're putting them on digestive enzymes, and they get better.
Yeah. Well, and trying to help them get off the PPI.
Yeah.
Because one of the first things that they go on when they start getting the reflux is the PPI.
Right. The proton pump inhibitor. Yeah. Those are the medicines like the Nexium, the Prilosec, Omeprazole, Pantoprazole. And so I think that, you know, it definitely makes a lot of sense why these people are having a lot of these issues. You know, they're not digesting the way that they should.
Yeah.
And
all those symptoms that they're coming in with.
Yes.
Everything from acid reflux to constipation or diarrhea,
bloating.
Gas, bloating, abdominal pain, even the nausea and the vomiting.
Right.
All from food not being digested properly.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. So you know, once we've done our workup on these patients, I mean, we've really have found a lot of good results with the digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. You know, we put them on the enzymes, tell them you got to take these with all of your meals and probiotics. And it's really made a huge difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, because look, their stomach isn't coming back. Okay.
Right.
They had a gastric sleeve. That 75% that has been removed is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is irreversible. That's irreversible. And you know, so now it's just trying to guide these patients and teach them about their digestion and try to help them to eat better and try to get them on the enzymes so that they can digest better.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is for those people that are considering getting a gastric bypass or a sleeve in the future, you know, we hope that they would reconsider and maybe look at other alternative ways of losing weight. Because too, a lot of times people feel like it's just the quantity of food that they're eating that's causing the weight gain. And so, oh, well, I'll go get my stomach reduced and then I'll lose weight, you know? And honestly, like a big part of our health and our weight is not so much the quantity, but the quality of food that we're eating,
right?
And so you can have a bypass or get a sleeve and keep eating cheeseburgers and french fries and cookies. You know, you might be eating less of them, you know, but you're still eating cheeseburgers, french fries, and cookies, you know, and you're never going to get, even if you do lose weight, the body isn't going to be healthy, right? And the whole point of, you know, our health is in combination of our weight is to have a healthy body. And so it's going to be a lot easier to get to your base weight if you're eating clean foods, you know, and things like that. And so there's other ways of losing weight and getting healthy aside from having your stomach removed.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And so please, you know, reach out to us and let's see, you know, what we could do to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that is a wrap. We're going to bring this to a close. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.